Hello and welcome. This is DJ Frederick and you're tuned to Seldom Heard Radio. Now, musically, we take the road less traveled. If you love crate digging and seldom heard sounds, this show may be for you. We're coming back for a handful of broadcasts here in 2023, and I'm celebrating 24 years on the airwaves at WSCS. It's Seldom Heard Radio, music and culture in the spirit of free radio, and this is program 810. the band closed down with Bumblebee from the compilation Splashed with Many a Speck. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Seldom Heard Radio on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. I'm going to do something a little bit different today. I've got a very extended piece for you. It's 31 minutes long, and it's by the band known as Conqueror. It's some really scarce progressive folk music, a lot of rock thrown in, a little bit of jazz. So here we are, band Conqueror, and the tune is called Morgana.
Thank you. Exploring Science in the Sea. HMS Challenger set sail from England to study the world's oceans on December 7, 1872. Its accomplishments were so massive that it took 23 years and 30,000 pages to publish them all. Yet the job isn't finished even now. Scientists look at its results to teach us how the oceans have changed in the 150 years since it headed out to sea. The expedition was organized by Britain's Royal Society. A few small expeditions had probed some of the ocean, but the Challenger expedition was by far the most ambitious to date. It was designed to study the oceans around the entire world. It's considered the beginning of modern oceanographic exploration. Challenger was a Royal Navy sailing vessel outfitted for science. Most of its guns were taken out, and labs were set up below decks for its half-dozen scientists. The expedition crossed all the major oceans except the Indian. The scientists measured currents, water temperatures, and ocean depths, and discovered the deepest feature of all, the Challenger Deep. They dredged sediments from the bottom and cataloged 4,700 previously unknown species of marine life. Challenger logged almost 80,000 miles before returning to England in 1876. Experts then began studying its records and samples, which are still available today. In fact, they're helping scientists understand our changing climate and its impact on the deep ocean. One more challenge for this pioneering expedition. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
And welcome back to Seldom Heard Radio. I'm DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, New Hampshire, or you could be online at classicalwscs.org. I'm DJ Frederick, and I'm here every Saturday evening between 10 p.m. and midnight, spinning seldom heard tunes for you. Now, for folks who are into the shortwave radio scene, listening to shortwave, I'd like to recommend the Canadian International DX Club. It's a DX club where you can get newsletters, up-to-date information on what's being broadcast on the radio, and much, much more. Everything you need to know about shortwave listening, you can find out from the Canadian International DX Club. They have a very cool monthly newsletter that is mailed to all members. It's about 60 pages long, PDF of course, and it's incredibly comprehensive. So just a recommendation. For more information, you can check out cidxclub.ca. That's cidxclub.ca. All right, here's the Pete Eye Trio. Yeah, the smooth sounds of the Gordon Beck Quartet from 1968, Up, Up and Away. Before that, we heard the Pete Eye Trio with the Sissy Strut. All right, I have been and am and will be DJ Frederick, and you have been listening to and are and will be listening to Seldom Heard Radio, Music and Culture in the Spirit of Radio, celebrating 24 years on the airwaves here at WSCS. I want to say thank you for listening, wishing you many blessings, and remember, keep your mind free, keep your radio free, and keep your spirit free.